Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. Men will test today, but only three win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land. Trained in combat, hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only three win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died.
In the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Saturday, the 26th day of November, 2005. I know we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of my being on Republic Broadcasting Network. It's either this week or next week or the week after. I have to go back in the archives and check. Sometime around the first week of December, give or take a week, is when I came on RBN Live as a host, and it's been a great year for me, and I really appreciate all the opportunities provided me by RBN Live and getting to meet you folks out there. My typical routine is to do some research right before I go on the air, about the last hour or so. And I came across something. Someone sent me an email about a speech, or actually an interview with Ron Paul. And I don't know Ron Paul personally, but I've known that if he says something, that it's probably truthful. I've never had any reason to doubt him. So this particular interview, he's talking about the Environmental Protection Agency testing pesticides on children. And I thought, oh, man, this is, I got to check this out. So I did a quick search. And it's true. The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing federal regulations regarding testing of chemicals and pesticides on human beings. In particular, children such as those who are mentally handicapped and orphaned newborns who are in an institution, the guardian would be an institution, and the guardian and the institution could give permission for the testing. This is an absolute outrage. And it's well documented. You can go to any number of different places, San Francisco Chronicle, Washington Post, LA Times. This is really happening, ladies and gentlemen. It is beyond belief. First break coming up. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife Frequency Technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Bright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means... They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore coming to you on Saturday, the 26th of November. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. I've read recently, and I agree that Thanksgiving may be the only truly Christian holiday that's untainted by ancient pagan rites. Christmas certainly has a wealth of pagan ritual surrounding it. Easter, the same way. The actual word is Esther. Pagan rites and rituals connected to it, the Easter Bunny being a pagan fertility symbol. Thanksgiving, on the other hand, is a purely American, a Christian holiday, untampered with in terms of lacking any ancient pagan rituals. So that's kind of good, and I encourage people to celebrate Christmas and Easter with a Christian intent. And Christian values, of course. Before I get away from Congressman Ron Paul, now Congressman Ron Paul is from Texas, and quite frankly, he's one of the very few men in Congress, men or women, that I would trust to do the right thing most of the time. In the same interview, Congressman Paul is expressing his distress that foreign troops are mobilizing outside the United States to be used inside the United States as assets in a martial law takeover. Now, this is not some obscure person you never heard of making these statements. This is a United States congressman who I respect and I trust as being forthright and to the point. Congressman Ron Paul making his comments that he believes foreign troops are being mobilized outside the United States to be used inside the United States during a martial law takeover. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I am a Vietnam veteran. During the year I was in Vietnam, of course, I lived in a country that was under martial law. And it's not a pretty sight. When you're living in a country under martial law, they don't ask you what to do. They tell you what to do. Don't fool yourself. Curfews. If you violate the curfew, you will be arrested. Or if you try to escape arrest, you will be shot. That's martial law. Restrictions on travel. Restrictions on what you can buy and sell. Restrictions on freedom of speech, freedom of press. All the things that we take for granted here in this country as part of everyday normal life under martial law would be severely restricted. That's what martial law means. A restriction on daily activities, daily commerce, restrictions on the activities of normal everyday human beings. That's martial law. Congressman Ron Paul is concerned that we are very near martial law being instituted inside the United States of America. And I've seen evidence independent of Ron Paul that leads me to the same conclusion. And I've interviewed people who've been to, for example, Russian military bases inside Mexico and other things. I won't go into any more detail on that. Firearms tip of the week. Gentlemen, if you intend to defend your family and defend freedom, get one rifle that you become very, very good with. And a serious caliber. 308, which is 7.62 NATO. 30-06, which goes back to World War II. Actually goes back to 1906. That's where the 06 came from. Get one rifle and get very, very good with it. If you're over 50 years old, you may need optics other than iron sights. If you don't need them, then so much the better. Get yourself at least 5,000 rounds of ammunition. Get spare parts. And practice, practice, practice. There is no substitute for practice, gentlemen. Ladies, if you need to defend yourself and defend young ones that can't defend themselves, you need to be equipped properly to do that also and get the proper training. Seek out someone qualified to give you the training you need and get you properly equipped so you can do what you need to do to protect innocent human life. If Ron Paul is correct in his concern, I pray to God he's not, but if he is correct, the United States will be seeing things it has not seen literally since the Civil War. What we went through in World War II was not martial law. We had problems, and they were dealt with, but it was not martial law. I know we have some new listeners, people who don't have a clue who I am. If you want to see my photograph, read my bio, you can go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Read all about who I am, what I've been doing these past four decades. Got some interesting tapes and books for sale there also. Christmas coming up. There are some firearms-related videos and some tapes, seminars actually in front of live audiences on how to be safe during any crisis, whether it be a terrorist attack, an earthquake, or a hurricane. Excellent information. This is a live call-in show. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Book of the week. I have to check the RBN Live website myself because they're always adding new books, new publications. This is an excellent choice, I believe, for the week. Painful Questions by Eric Hufschmidt. I think that it would be an excellent read. I'm a reader myself. That's how, in my opinion, is how people learn, is by reading, not by listening to the evening news on a network, but by reading. And reading books, not just kind of stuff you'll see in your local newspaper, which typically is very superficial. Health tip of the week. I was at a gathering a few nights ago, excellent dinner, and the hostess was serving artificial sweeteners along with regular sugar. I was kind of dismayed because the host and hostess are friends of mine. They're healthcare professionals. They know better. But I've seen this in other places with other educated people. They feel an obligation to provide these artificial sweeteners for their guests. Quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, it's one of the easiest things you can do to be healthy is to eliminate artificial sweeteners from your diet. Whatever it takes to do that. It's not too great of a hardship to eliminate artificial sweeteners, pink packets, yellow packets, blue packets, and of course, these diet soft drinks. There's any number of different food products sold these days that have artificial sweeteners in them. Read the label. Do it for yourself. Do it for your loved ones. You'll have a better quality life and a longer life if you eliminate artificial sweeteners. I think that this, going back to Ron Paul and the EPA, I was shocked, quite frankly. I was shocked that an agency of the United States government would even consider testing pesticides on innocent children. It goes beyond and outside the limits of anything I even thought possible. It's just incredible that a United States government agency, the Environmental Protection Agency, would even consider and put forth that kind of proposal. To go to orphanages, places that have the care and responsibility for innocent children, and approach them and ask permission to test insecticides, pesticides, chemicals on innocent children. It is beyond belief. Keeping in mind, of course, that insecticides and pesticides chemically are almost identical to the agents used in warfare called nerve agents. In fact, if you've been paying attention to this war in Iraq the past couple of years, initially, especially the first few months after the invasion, there were a number of occasions when there would be a announcement from the government that they, being the Army or the Marines, had found chemical weapons. When upon closer inspection after several days, a week or two, it turned out that all they found were insecticide or pesticide manufacturing facilities for agricultural purposes. It takes a real expert to be able to tell the difference. And of course, the effects on human beings are almost identical. If you get exposure to insecticides or pesticides, it will disrupt the central nervous system, cause health problems, and of course, if there's enough of it, it'll kill you. So this is an absolute outrage. I hope that there'll be enough outrage from the public to make the Environmental Protection Agency pack up their books and go home. Another break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. A couple more news items here. Tropical storm Delta is still out there in the eastern Atlantic. May become a hurricane, may not. Certainly bears watching. And there was an earthquake this morning in eastern China. Initial reports are, quite frankly, a bit disturbing and alarming. 8,000 homes destroyed. Now, the initial reports were saying, I think, between 6 and 12 people dead, which, compared to 8,000 homes being destroyed, doesn't sound accurate to me. I'm sure there'll be more news on that as we and get through the weekend. We have a caller on the line, Ann from St. Louis. Ann, are you there?
Yes. Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Ann.
I'm calling into your radio because I'm interested in surviving.
Okay.
And, you know, we had an earthquake in East St. Louis just this week. It was a 2.5.
I missed that.
It was in the news, but just briefly. It was in the Post-Dispatch. And also on the local news.
That would be a branch of the New Madrid, I would assume.
Well, I would have assumed that, too, until I read the article. And they said, no, it wasn't on the New Madrid.
Really?
New Madrid comes up through Cape Girardeau and then goes into Illinois and Indiana. And this was not there. It's about 20 miles deep.
Okay.
So it is of some concern. I assume that you've also seen the the problems they're having with building the garages in downtown St. Louis. There's a garage that's being built, and they've stumbled upon a spring. So they're dealing with high groundwater levels.
This would be for the new athletic stadium?
I'm not sure.
There's so much construction down there.
There's so much construction down there.
Yes. I wasn't aware of that, but I know that very near the new stadium is where there was a really big lake 200 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're calling it a spring. And they say in downtown St. Louis in the library there's a spring in the basement, and they had a picture of it on the news.
Okay.
So we may, I'm just so devastated that we...
It brings to mind, it's just something that's kind of struck me as funny. You recall back in the 70s when we had all these concerns about water shortages, and they started asking you at restaurants if you wanted water with
mm-hmm.
your meal?
Mm-hmm.
They were doing that in St. Louis also at the time, and it struck me as rather ironic with St. Louis being at the confluence of the two of the largest rivers on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
It struck me as a bit odd that this California, Southern California hysteria would be taking place at the confluence of two of the largest rivers on the planet, the Mississippi and the Missouri Rivers in St. Louis, Missouri.
Well, I think that we here in Missouri are PC, politically correct.
Yes, yes. I guess
anyway,
if they're doing it in California, you got to do it in St. Louis also, just to be up with and be chic.
To be chic.
I know.
The devastation of New Orleans this last year, all this water talk, this finding springs that are appearing where they weren't before. They're apparently demolishing a garage and putting up a new one. And I just am really, really angry that all levels of government allowed the destruction of one of the largest cities in the United States.
Well, there's plenty of blame to go around. The loss of life did not have to happen. That was a political decision basically made by the mayor not to use his authority and use resources he had at his fingertips to evacuate people using all those wonderful, perfectly good school buses that sat there until they were underwater. Ann and everybody listening, FEMA doesn't have hundreds of school buses fueled up and waiting to evacuate people. They don't have those kinds of resources. But the city of New Orleans at that time, before the storm hit, did have those resources, and the governor had the authority as mayor, like every mayor does, to declare an emergency, seize those resources, and evacuate people. He chose not to do so. That was a political decision. And the reason he did it, in my opinion, is if the storm had turned away from New Orleans and he'd evacuated all these people, it would have been the end of his political career. That's my belief.
Yeah. I'm very, very, very angry about that. But I also am angry that we keep hearing on the news that it's up to us, the consumer, to solve the greenhouse gas problem. Now, President Bush still hasn't said there is greenhouse gas problems, but we've lost a major American city. We have rising sea levels along our coasts. We have beach erosion. And now we have water in St. Louis. In the middle of the country, with water problems.
Well, this is a point, Ann, where you and I are going to have to disagree. In my belief and my study and private discussions with Professor McCanny, human-created greenhouse gases, CO2, carbon dioxide, may account for 0.5%, if that, of the global warming crisis. I know you sincerely believe that human activity has a greater role. It's my belief that it doesn't, and we can talk about this some more if you like.
Yes, I'd like.
Okay. We got a break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your...
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth with John Moore. Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. A half hour early. This is live radio. It is 4:33 Central Time in the United States of America. Disregard that. 14:33. That would be 2:33 Central Time here in the United States on the third day of December, 2005. It has been a very unusual week since a lot of my callers and listeners don't look for me until 3 p.m. I'll be going over some of this again beginning at 3 p.m. Central. But ladies and gentlemen, I've been warning, publicly warning, for more than a year. Actually, it's coming up on 2 years next month. For people to look for increased number and severity in weather-related events, number and severity of earthquakes, number and severity of volcanoes, and guess what? Front page of Drudge Report. Now, Drudge, for those of you who don't know, it's D-U-R-U-D-G-E. The Drudge Report is the most looked at news site on the planet, quite frankly. Front page of the Drudge Report a couple of days ago, the Gulf Stream, which is also known as the Atlantic Conveyor, scientifically known as the North Atlantic Thermohaline Conveyor, the Gulf Stream has slowed down 30%. front page news on Drudge. Now, that's massive news. That's earth-changing news. That's news of, quite frankly, I'm not being flippant when I say this, biblical implications, biblical proportions. The Gulf Stream, the Atlantic Conveyor, is what gives England, Scotland, and Ireland the nice weather they've always had instead of the weather of Moscow. Because if you look due east, you see Moscow as far north as Ireland, Scotland, and England. You look to the west and you see Newfoundland, which has some pretty tough winters, to say the least. This is massive. Now, yesterday, I believe it was, day before, doesn't matter, we have a hurricane in December, Hurricane Epsilon. Now, this particular hurricane doesn't appear to be headed any place that's going to cause casualties or injuries or damage. However, the hurricane season is over. I don't believe, I need to do a little bit more checking. I know one of you will correct me if I'm wrong. I don't believe, since they've been observing these things for since about the Civil War, there's ever been a hurricane in December. Ever. This is massive. This is important. You have to know these things. Why do you have to know them? Because it's going to keep coming. I have it from a very close personal friend that a scientist from NOAA, that's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, made a slip of the tongue about 8 weeks ago during a presentation, during a break. The scientist with NOAA made the statement, quote unquote, just wait until you start seeing these hurricanes forming over land. Excuse me? Farming over land? A follow-up question was attempted, but the scientist realized that he had said something out of school, that he had said something he was expected to keep quiet about, and he shut up because he wanted to put his career and his pension ahead of revealing, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. This whole world of ours, ladies and gentlemen, is rapidly changing. It's done this before. It's not the first time, but it's probably the first time in at least 3,600 years. What's going to happen? I can tell you it's not going to be good. I can't give you specific dates about how bad it will be, how quickly. If I had those dates, I would give them to you. I can tell you that the time to prepare is, quite frankly, past time. The time to get ready is past time. If you haven't, I would urge people who have ears to understand and hear what I'm saying to begin today, to care for those who can't care for themselves, the children, older people, your loved ones. Prepare to deal with things of biblical proportions in terms of flooding and high winds, hurricanes, tornadoes, and so forth. This year, this winter of 2005-2006, we're having hurricanes past the end of hurricane season. What I believe we will see at a minimum, we're supposed to go for 6 months, by the way, with no hurricanes. We're going to see a compressing of the time when we don't have it at a minimum. We're already into December and having hurricanes. Maybe they'll go the rest of this month. I don't know. If there's people that know they're not talking, maybe they'll commence earlier than they're supposed to, around May or so. Maybe they'll commence around April. I don't know. This is going to be an interesting year to observe these events. A lot of interesting news going on. We have some peace activists in Baghdad kidnapped. The kidnappers, the Islamic fundamentalist kidnappers, claim they're going to execute these individuals. I wrote a note this morning to a friend who forwarded me an article about these people. Quite frankly, they're idiots. Well-intentioned idiots. Going into a part of the world where they don't understand the culture, don't understand the religion, don't understand the traditions. If you're not a Muslim, you're an infidel. Now, prior to us invading Baghdad and invading Iraq, Iraq was probably, quite frankly, the best place in the Middle East to be a Christian. That might seem difficult for a lot of you to understand and comprehend, but in my opinion, Iraq was probably the best place in the Middle East to be a Christian. There's about 250,000 Christians who live in Iraq, and they've been there for many centuries. Christians held positions of trust and responsibility inside the former Iraqi government under Saddam Hussein. High positions. In fact, about the third guy in charge was a Christian, as I recall. We had a former Iraqi soldier who got out of there after the first Gulf War. He was a Christian. He was going to my church in St. Louis. And what he told us was that the only people Saddam Hussein would appoint to be in charge of the clubs for the NCOs and for the officers were Christians. He did not trust the Islamics to be in charge of running these clubs. Now, for those who don't know, these clubs are basically big restaurants and bars is what they are. They have, and most good-sized countries have these. The United States does, England, Russia, and so forth. It's a place where the sergeants can go to have a good meal and relax and have adult beverages. And officers have their own clubs where they can go to and have a good meal, relax, and have adult beverages. That's the officers' clubs and NCO clubs. In Iraq, they were all ran by Christians. These unfortunates that have been kidnapped in Baghdad, they went someplace they had no business going. Getting involved in a culture and a religion they don't understand. Since our invasion, everything's changed in Iraq. Iraq has become a magnet for Islamic fundamentalists because they know they can go there, find infidel Christians who have invaded a Muslim country and kill them. That's why they're going. That's why Iraq has become a magnet for these type of individuals. It wasn't that before we invaded Iraq, but it's become that. Prior to us invading, Christians had good lives, were unmolested, and could conduct normal commerce and business and go about their daily activities with no problem. And they had done so for many, many centuries. That's all changed. If you're a Westerner and a Christian, and you go into that country now, you might as well paint a big red X in the middle of your forehead. You're a target. That's all you are. You're a target. And merely because you have good intentions, because you're there out of a pure love of peace and wanting to help people, is not going to keep you from being kidnapped and murdered. It's not going to happen. And these four unfortunates are finding that out. May God have mercy on them. May God help them to be released. I truly hope that happens. I truly do. I hope you're all having a great week out there. My week's been good. We're having kind of a dreary, rainy day here in south central Missouri, but it's been good weather, all things considered. National events, we're hearing more intensity, I should say, regarding Iraq and the hornet's nest stirred up by Congressman Murtha. Congressman Murtha is probably the best qualified man in Congress, in the United States Congress, House of Representatives, to do what he's initiated 2 weeks ago, to call for United States military to withdraw from Iraq. It needs to happen. Needs to happen as soon as possible. This mission that we commenced was wrong from the beginning. It needs to be taken over by United Nations Islamic soldiers. It needs to be taken over by United Nations Islamic soldiers. As long as infidel Christians wearing uniforms and carrying weapons are in that country, it will never end. Ever. Am I making myself clear? As long as infidel Christians are in that country wearing uniforms and carrying weapons, it will never end. It can't. It won't. The way to defuse it, the way to bring it to an end, honorably, in the best interest of the Iraqi people, is to get the Americans out, the infidel Christian soldiers, out of there, and replace them with Islamic United Nations peacekeeping troops. That's the way to do it properly and honorably, and defuse it. As it stands, right now, on the third day of December, the Americans being there are providing propaganda tools for Islamic fundamentalists all over the world to recruit money and recruit young men to attack the infidels. This plays real well in the Islamic world. Don't fool yourselves. It plays very well in the mosques, especially the mosque run by the Wahhabis, to recruit young men and get donations of money to go to Iraq and fight the invading infidel Christian soldiers. It has a massive audience. Hundreds of millions of Islamic people think this is a great idea. And it will continue to be a great idea as long as Americans in uniform carrying weapons are inside in a Muslim country. That's not going to change. We need to bring this to an end as soon as possible. We made a mistake. Congress was lied to. Anybody who wants to can go to the White House website, whitehouse.gov, and look up the Iraqi joint resolution. Read all those whereases, ladies and gentlemen. That's the strongest anti-war document on the planet. The House and Senate joint resolution authorizing the president to use the United States Armed Forces in Iraq. It's the strongest anti-war document on the planet because it's one lie after another lie after another lie. 20, 21, 22 or so, whereas one of the most critical ones claims that Saddam has an advanced nuclear weapons program. Another one says Saddam intends to attack the United States of America. And finally, a third one says that Saddam Hussein presents a clear and present danger to the national security of the United States of America. Lie upon lie upon lie. They have him on trial right now for murdering Kurds. I think it was Kurds. About 22, 23 years ago in the early 80s. It's kind of ironic that all during that time, after that, up until the Gulf War, Saddam was our buddy. Nobody wanted to prosecute him then. We had normal diplomatic relations with the country of Iraq. The Iraqi diplomatic corps were honored guests at diplomatic functions, and so on and so forth. Only now, after the fact, has he become the bad guy. When it serves our purpose, does he become the bad guy worthy of being prosecuted? And we have a caller, Frank in West Virginia. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I sure am.
Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to bring up an issue, and I'm sorry, I wasn't listening before I called in. Used to catch you on shortwave, so if it's a little off topic, I can come right back to it. I just wanted to mention the issue of privacy and also in security in public places. And a lot of talk about, now we're at war, then You know, we things have changed, and now we have to accept different infringements on our personal violations on our security because of the security of others. For instance, there's a bank in Morgantown, West Virginia. It's called First United Bank and Trust. And they have a room that you have to walk through to get inside of the bank to make transactions. And while you first walk in through the first set of doors, they lock behind you. The doors ahead of you are locked as well.
I gotcha.
Yes, but it traps you in that room for a period of time. While
hold on to the break, Frank. Hold on to the break.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Here we are, a sweet distraction for an hour. Ladies and gentlemen, I just found out from my engineer, lovely Miss Kelly in Austin, Texas, that the show's over in 6 minutes, and this is my new time slot from 2 to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. This is live radio, and radio that changes quickly and we got to stay on our toes, don't we? So I know a lot of people are going to be tuning in a few minutes expecting to hear me, and they're going to get whatever they're going to get. I don't even know what's on at 3. Jeff Daniels. Well, I'm sure Jeff will do an excellent job, and I encourage everybody to listen to Jeff and call in and comment on what's going on in Jeff's show. Oh, well, next week at 2 o'clock, we'll be talking about everything that's current in the news, the important stuff, my passion for letting people know about what's going on with these earth changes will just become more intense as the earth changes become more intense. You can guarantee that. I guarantee that. Some of the things I'm looking at, I'm obviously, at least in my opinion, I'm finding that the government is covering up certain things. There's a little thing I found out about called the Pine, it's as in pine tree, Pine Island Glacier, Pine Island Glacier in the Antarctic. Do a Google search there and you'll find well-written scientific papers from 2000, 2001, and 2002 of a very disturbing nature about what's going on with this massive piece of ice. And guess what? Nothing for the last 3 years. Not a peep. Nothing I can find, anyway. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the Internet is controlled by the United States military. They started it, it's theirs, and if there's something on there the federal government of this country doesn't want on there, guess what? It's not going to be on there. So we're coming up towards the end here. Just a word before we get away. Check out, if you're looking for freeze-dried meat, check out the Freeze-Dry Guy. Freezedryguy.com. An excellent source for freeze-dried meats. I would encourage everybody to check it out and incorporate freeze-dried meats in your food storage program. It's, in my opinion, the best source of protein for human beings is good quality meat from beef, chicken, fish, so forth. Check it out, and you might find something there that would just really fill in some empty spaces in your pantry. Watch the news. You know, watch the news. Pay attention to these storms. Tropical storms and hurricanes aren't supposed to be happening in December. Watch this North Atlantic conveyor. This is important. This will make drastic changes at a minimum. It could be. I can't say it will. It could be the start of massive changes we don't want to see. That's it. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. God bless America. You all be safe. 2 o'clock next Saturday. See you then. Okay, call me back on that same number in, what, 5 minutes or so, 10? What's it going to be? Okay, I'll look for your call. Thanks, Kelly. All right, bye.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.